you know, I'm very happy to be here for sure. There's, you know, every day in training, well, every practice I've ever had in my career, there's always one or two plays, it seems, every day that you just don't want to see on film. So, you know, for the most part, it's going all right, but there's always certainly those plays that that you wish you'd have back.
When that play comes up, when you're watching, is that when you excuse yourself to go to the bathroom?
I've tried changing the subject a couple times. That doesn't work. They're catching on to my games. Yeah. Yeah. And I haven't slipped any money to the video guys to get it erased yet.
Somehow that, we didn't get that play, coach.
Yeah. I haven't used that tactic yet. Yeah.
Now, this isn't obviously the first new playbook you've had to learn. Jeff Fisher just told us how quickly you're adapting things. What's that process been like for you?
Yeah. Well, this is the first time I've come into a situation where it was established. I've learned new offenses before, but it was everybody's first time in it, you know.
I get you.
Whereas this is one you come in, and you know, most of these guys have been in it for 3 years now, so that part is has been a little bit different, but it's been good. You know, the OTAs, that was a very valuable experience for me to get all the work that I did then, and then the whole idea was to come into training camp and hit the ground running.
And you've been with, what, is it Cignetti before in San Fran?
Correct,
and
yeah.
That's probably helped you, huh?
Yeah.
Relationship?
Yeah, for sure. And when we were trying to, when he was teaching me the offense, you know, right at the beginning, trying, you know, he was able to speak to me in a language that I knew, because I didn't know this language yet, you know. So So that kind of helped help bridge the gap a little bit in there.
So, well, like you're saying, in our old playbook, this was this, and we call it this now.
Correct.
So whatever.
Yeah,
I got
exactly.
What do you think of the talent around you, the wide receiver core, all the running backs? Obviously, they're a little hard to judge running backs without the tackling, but still, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, you know, there is a lot of talent in the skill positions and a lot of depth, too. So, and both of those are very, very important. As you know, these seasons get long. You need a lot of guys that can play, and I feel like we have that.
What do you want to get out of these preseason games?
Well, obviously, go out and play as well as I possibly can, and you know, just try to gain some confidence in some game situations, and put points on the board when I'm out there. That's always the goal, is to finish every drive with points.
Anything that's been the biggest adjustment for you here? Or?
You know, I think it's just learning the playbook. I've been in the same system for 4 years in a row prior, so but before that I had 5 coordinators in 5 years, so you know, I did have experience with learning playbooks. It's been a few years.
Jeez,
so
I think that's even got the Sam Bradford.
Something we can talk about
five
there.
Years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, what have you thought of Sam and working at home?
Oh man, I've been very impressed with Sam. Wow, what an unbelievable talent. Great guy too. Just thoroughly enjoyed our time together so far.
Still, you've been doing this for a long, long time, even in preseason when you get to the game day, level of excitement for you? Or?
Absolutely, yeah. There's butterflies every time you strap them on, and hopefully that'll never change. If it does, then maybe it's time to hang them up. But yeah, there's a lot of excitement every time you strap them on and get a chance to go against another team.